Happy holidays and welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 204 for Friday, December 23rd. Use it or lose it. Save your new electronic devices with an uninterrupted power supply. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from the scenic, snow-covered Chugach Mountains of Anchorage, Alaska, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I first would like to wish all the Mac Minutes listeners happy holidays and a prosperous new year. In this podcast, we will look how uninterrupted power supplies, commonly referred to as a UPS, to protect your Apple devices and valued electronic devices. Let's go to this show with this special holiday podcast. We will now talk about the accessory you should have for all those high-priced electronics you'll receive over the holidays. I know many of you will get a new iPad, MacBook Air, or Mac Mini. Congratulations! And as the Mac Minutes Podcast is not a commercial podcast, we will tell you what you need to know versus marketing a device. Face it, you probably won't get a UPS as a present, so it's up to you to go down to your local electronics or office store and buy one. It's a backup UPS. Lots of stores have them, including Office Depot, Best Buy, Amazon, just to name a few. I've got to admit, buying a UPS for me is as interesting as getting underwear for Christmas or going out to replace my water heater. It's something we take for granted and makes our life better. But you know what? Without a UPS, your nice-powered Apple devices and accessories are vulnerable, especially with the electronic grid being so vulnerable to natural disasters due to climate change and so on. Power outages appear to be happening more frequently versus less, even though technology is evolving. In fact, it happened this morning for me. We experience it here in Alaska every few weeks, and I'm sure elsewhere. So this is a serious talk we need to have as tech enthusiasts. All it takes is one spike of power to take out your prized possessions. Having a UPS, it offers guaranteed power and protection for electronics in your home or business. I commonly hear people losing data from their device or it suddenly stopped working after the power went out after it returned. It beleaguers me how a person can spend hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a new electronic device, such as a computer or a gaming device, and put it at risk of a devastating incident. This is especially true in areas where there are frequent power outages due to maintenance, weather, and accidents. As frequent Mac Minutes listeners know, I live in Alaska where we frequently lose power due to one or more of these causes. In areas such as interior Alaska, which is frequented by lightning, these UPSs offer another layer of protection. Incidents like these are becoming even more devastating and a decreasing capability to repair these electronic devices. In fact, one name brand manufacturer selling computers now reportedly has no serviceable items. So a damaged power supply would mean a catastrophic loss when it could have been prevented by a UPS. The UPS provides backup power during outages and unsafe voltage fluctuations, such as damaging surges and spikes, and is the perfect choice to protect your data and keep you connected. A typical event can be viewed on the evening national news any night of the week, resulting in an unplanned power outage. Whether you can attribute this to climate change is not a debate here, but the fact that it appears to be happening more frequently is a concern of this podcast. We've all seen it. The power goes out or flickers. The unprotected computer shuts down, potentially damaging the power supply. With a UPS, power continues to flow to your computer and notifying you with an audible alarm. If you lose power, even the cheapest UPS will allow you minutes to do a controlled shutdown of your device. A controlled shutdown is one that allows you 10 to 15 minutes to shut down your devices. The more expensive UPSs will allow you to operate even up to hours afterwards. We will delve deeper into this in a few minutes. Another scenario is during a brownout, when the UPS will switch to battery power when the incoming power drops below a safe voltage level. In either case, you will have a limited time to save your work and power down. Depending on the UPS and the power requirement for your electronics, this could be a few minutes to an hour. In any case, your electronics and data will be safe. There are different types of UPS supplies from various manufacturers to choose from, and depending on your power requirements, the more capacity of your UPS, the more expensive. Most UPSs cost between $35 and $150 and are available from several retail stores, often on sale at the start of the new year. In fact, I recently picked one up at a Christmas sale at Office Depot for less than $50. To decide on which model to buy, you first need to figure out how large of a volt ampere or VA capacity you need. Every UPS comes with a VA rating, like an inexpensive 350 VA. Some are more expensive, exceed 1000 VA. This is a way of describing the total power capacity of the battery. Manufacturers will usually display the VA rating prominently on the listing or packaging. The higher the VA rating, the more power the UPS can supply for a longer period, and the more expensive it will likely cost. When purchasing a UPS, be sure the VA specifications of the equipment you plan to connect are used. The VA figure is normally 1.67 times or 167% of the power consumption in watts. So if you have a device that needs 100 watts, you would need 167 VA rating capacity on the UPS. Now that works backwards from VA to watts. You can multiply the VA rating of the power supply by 0.6 or 60% to get a good idea of its power delivering capability in watts. For most users, anything more than 600 VA will give you a few minutes of power in which to shut down your computer safely. You only need to spend the money for a higher VA rating if you have a large power drawing device or if you want the ability to run your devices for many minutes after the power is off. This might be a necessity if you have a health device, such as a CPAP machine, which needs to keep running. The higher-end UPS models offer more outlets, increased power, along with protection for data and phone lines. Buying UPSs online can have high mailing costs due to their weight and sometimes non-availability due to mailing restrictions for batteries. This is especially true for those Alaskan Mac Minutes listeners. Furthermore, if you have a UPS that's defective after the sale, the mailing expense would be substantial. I have personally used APC UPSs made for many years without problems and have worked as intended. There are many good manufacturers out there. I've had to replace the battery after a couple years, but they work as intended and offer a warning beep when it is time to replace the battery. Speaking about replacing batteries, I would say the more common manufacturers, the easier we'll be able to find replacement batteries. For instance, APC, it's never been a problem at my nearest battery store. The tendency is to plug the UPS when you buy them and then forget them. So date marking them and testing the UPS every year is recommended. Some UPSs will even indicate when the battery needs replacing, as I mentioned earlier. The model I use offers battery and surge protected outlets, or just surge protected outlets. I use the battery outlets for my computers and just the surge outlets for my other less vital devices. On the battery side, you will need two power outlets for your computer and your monitor as a minimum. I would also recommend outlets for your cable modem and router. This is because the internet connection will be often operational even when the power goes out. So four battery and surge outlets are recommended. Remember, the more devices you plug in, the less time your UPS will be operational. For the surge outlets, I would attach computer accessories such as scanners, digital phones, and other items which need protection but probably aren't needed during an outage. So before we go too far into 2023, spend the extra money for a UPS and get the peace of mind. Your new device will be around for a while, so that you do that school report or work tasker, that your information will not be lost. Put buying a UPS and you are gambling with your high-priced electronics. So now you know the details about UPSs and hopefully have found the motivation to go out and buy what you need. If you have a question about UPSs or anything about Apple products and their features, please reach out to the Mac Minutes podcast at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes posts news and events with real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available for listeners to join for free. There's no lists, no spam. We are active on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook by searching Mac Minutes Podcast. On Twitter, it's minutes_Mac. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for today. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, have a happy holiday season and New Year's, and we'll talk to you again soon on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.